The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you live by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Writers Nation Radio serves to provide a network and platform of resource and exposure by collaborating with professionals and aspiring writers to bring your message to life. Now, here are your hosts, Shalandra Norman and Kaneen Morgan.
Good afternoon and good morning, Writers Nation listeners. It's such a beautiful day. How are you all doing? I am your host, Kaneen Morgan. Here with me is co-host Shalandra Norman. Hi, Shalandra.
Hello. How are you, Miss Kaneen?
I am doing fabulous. It's such a great day, such a beautiful day. And happy Tuesday to you. And I'm just so excited because we're now entering to I don't know what happened to spring here in New York, but we're now entering into summer months, and I'm just so excited about that. And I just love the summer. You know, it's just so much happening. It's just so much energy. You feel so vibrant. So I love the summer, and I'm just looking forward to the summer days.
I'm sure the summer is very nice in New York, too. Of course, I've been there in the summer, but I was always busy doing things, and I think the last time I came in the summer was probably in July, and it was a little cool, like cool in the evening. I don't know if that's correct, but it was kind of like breezy. It wasn't hot. Like here in Dallas, of course, you're like dying from July till October. The heat is like crazy, and I'm serious, like super hot. Here, of course, but in New York, it was kind of hot in the day, I guess, because of all the walking. That's like my favorite thing in New York, and it's like all the walking.
Yes.
So I don't have to get up and go work out. I can just walk to the store or walk to the restaurant or whatever. It's 10 miles down the street. So perfect.
You know, that's what I love about New York City. It's just, you know, it's like, Every stop, or you know, everywhere you go is a store. Everything is so easily accessible, and I just love the look and the feel of New York City. But you know, I do plan on moving eventually out of state because I want to be somewhere where it's warm climate all year round.
Oh, wow.
So I'm looking. I am definitely looking forward to that. So and eventually. Eventually, my long-term dream is to really move outside the country.
Yeah, so. I was going to say that. When you said warm climate all year round, so where are you going, Hawaii? Dubai?
No, not Hawaii. You know what? Who knows? But definitely not
well,
Hawaii.
Well, not outside the country, but warm climate.
Yeah, right? Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. Mm-hmm. So, but I am looking forward to it, and I've been looking into some different places to make the transition, and you know, to just a whole nother world, and
yeah.
And especially you know when it comes to writing, I love to be in a warm weather, a warm climate, because I can be outside, I can write, I can watch the breeze, you know, I mean, you know, feel the breeze, hear the breeze, watch the water or whatever the scenery may be. I just think it's so beautiful, and it just inspires you to write more and more. And I'm just looking forward to it. And I can't, you know, I mean, I can wait, but I'm excited to move, you know, to take that next step.
Absolutely. You know, I just quoted last night. I wrote a quote. I was watching a video from Tyler Perry, his commencement speech, at Tuskegee University graduation, and he was talking about, you know, change and change your mentality and just, you know, listening to, you know, people that's you know, peep in the background, rah, 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 all that chatter in the background, how that can, you know, how you can receive that and how you can apply that negatively or positively. And I came up with, you know, change is, it's good and it's necessary for our growth. You know, when you change your atmosphere, your environment, you can't revert back. You know, if you're making a change for the better, if you're changing from a state of where it's, you know, it's cold a lot and you do a lot of writing and maybe walking is good for you. Maybe you like to sit outside a lot or you get a lot of inspiration, you know, outside or, you know, everybody have their own thing of how they're inspired. And so when you change your climate and go somewhere mm-hmm. where it makes you feel better, where you're able to mm-hmm. think clear, you know, that's necessary for your growth, you know, in writing. So change is definitely necessary for our evolution. So
yes.
That's a good thing.
And you know what, Shalonda, you know, I believe it was Albert Einstein who said insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting the same, you know, different results.
Exactly.
And one thing I realized in anything that you're doing, if something is not working mm-hmm. And you keep hitting this brick wall, then it means that, you know, sometimes we believe that, okay, we keep doing it and doing it. Eventually we're going to break this wall down. But,
right.
You know, the walls of Jericho is not going to come tumbling down. so we really have to consider if something is not working, why isn't it working? And,
right.
And sometimes it could just mean a change in environment. It could mean change in relationship. Of course, a change in ourselves, our attitudes. But, you know, I realize sometimes that, you know, when your time is up in a certain place and it's time to move forward, you feel it, you know, you feel it in deep down in your spirit, in your soul, you feel it in your heart. And I've been feeling this change lately, and I know that it's time to change because it's like something that I can't get away from. And, you know, even when I meet people, they're like, oh, you know, they always think I'm not from New York or I'm going someplace outside of New York or, you know, so it's just very interesting. But, you know, I also because it's heavily in my mind, people pick it up. They pick up that,
yes.
that you know, that vibration. So automatically people are like, oh, you know, they may say, are you moving to Georgia? Or they may say, you know, some other state that I don't even live in at all. So
uh-huh.
I'm just ready and I'm ready to move forward. And not only in the move, Shalonda,
uh-huh.
in terms of physical move, but I'm ready to move forward in Writers Nation and what we have
yes.
coming up because, and we're going to get to this in the next segment, but we have so many great things that we're moving in. And I mean, it's just amazing how we
Absolutely.
Just started this and all of a sudden everything is picking up in so many different ways. And, you know, Shalonda, one of the things that we discussed is, we're now going to be doing these workshops called The Right Experiences, and we're traveling doing these workshops. So
yes.
it's going to be an amazing experience that you definitely want to be a part of, and we're going to have more information because we're going to have one in New York, one in Dallas, Houston, Atlanta, Georgia. Eventually we're going to come to Florida, Miami, Florida. So we're definitely going to be traveling doing these workshops, and we're going to be connecting with a few other people in different states that's going to also facilitate the workshops. So,
yes.
Shalonda, we have a lot of things in store.
Absolutely, we do. I love your tip. Your tip that you posted is so good
mm-hmm.
that you posted on our Facebook. And I was like, you know, leave it up to Kaneen. She's definitely going to inspire us with, you know, some knowledge. So, on your tip, go over your tip right quick. I want you to explain that to our listeners.
Can you read it to me?
I sure will. You. It talks about, I'm pulling it up right now.
I know
be
one
raw,
thing.
Be mm-hmm. raw, be authentic, reach deep and write.
Yes.
And then it says, in order to take our writing to the next level, we must embrace our story, our uniqueness, background, and often embarrassing, oh, that's the hardest part, selves, and write about the things that really matter to us. We need to be willing to peel our own layers, back until we reach that tender, raw, voiceless place, the place where our stories are birthed and our futures are created. How powerful is that?
Wow.
I know. The places where our stories are birthed and futures are created. I just want to say on that part. Go ahead.
No. I was going to say one thing I realized in writing, sometimes things just happen unconsciously. Like when you write, you don't know what you're going to write, but you start writing and all of a sudden the inspiration comes.
Yes.
So, and sometimes, you know, when you dig deep, and some of us are afraid to dig deep within ourselves. Some of us are afraid to, and I was like that at one point, you know, some of us are afraid to express our vulnerabilities and share our vulnerabilities. And share what's really going on inside of us. And Shalonda, for me, one of the things is that I am a very deep person, but I can also be a very fun person. But you know, within me is such a depth that you know, sometimes I'm afraid to express that because I don't want to come across as maybe too deep or too serious. And I certainly laugh a lot. But, you know, within me is just, you know, that's how I write. I write with such a depth. I write about spiritual books. That's my love. Because out of that, you know, it just flows so much knowledge. So when I write, so much comes out of me, I'm just amazed. And, you know, and that's what I say about writing. When you write, you are amazed at what comes out of you if you allow yourself just to be who you are.
Yes. Yes, I would totally agree with that. You know, especially when you're writing your story, you know, to share with others because somebody's, you know, is out there that really needs to hear that you've gone through or that you're going through something, that you've gone through something that they're actually going through at this time. And so they need to know, how did you deal with it? They may not deal with it the same way, but, you know, you can give them tips and they can get, you know, inspired of, well, if she got through it, I mean, why can't I get through it? What makes her different from me, you know? I can get through this, too. I'm not alone, you know. So it's amazing when you be raw, how many people, when you be just true to yourself, when you own your own truth, how you can change one life at a time. When you own your own truth, be real with yourself first. Because that's the most effective. I say that all the time, Kadeen. You know, you can be fake with me all day. If I'm gifted enough, I pick it up.
Right.
But if I'm not, you will not be able to convince me otherwise. You just won't, because you're not being real. You're not being authentic. And, you know, it's visible. Authenticity
Absolutely.
Is visible. So, you know, you can pick that up. You can tell. I think it's time for break now. I believe it is. We can get to talking and really inspiring our audience. Writers Nation, we love you today. We are getting ready to go to break. When we come back, we will get ready to present to you our special guest that we have here today. And this is a very, you know, special guest we have here today. Such a delight reading his story and his latest project. But we're going to let him tell us all about it. And so we're going to go to break right now, and we shall be back shortly. Do not move.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Wednesdays at 10:30 Central Time, tune in to Workshop Wednesdays with your host, Tony Gambone. Tony speaks with small business owners, entrepreneurs, authors, and experts who share their stories of success. The best way to find success is to listen to the successful and use their experiences to find your own success. That's what Workshop Wednesdays is all about. To learn more and listen to the show, visit workshop-wednesdays.com. Workshop Wednesdays, Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Central. Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome, welcome back, Writers Nation. You are listening to your friends, Kaneen and Shalonda. We are here to inspire and uplift. Isn't that right, Kaneen?
Yes, always. You know, that's what we are. You know, Shalonda, we are motivators, and we empower, we inspire.
Yes.
And we definitely want to inspire writers and showcase writers because, you know, I just have such a profound respect for writers and those who are looking to write because people don't realize that the time and the energy that's put into writing. So I think that deserves a lot of respect and a lot of honor for those who write and those who especially have either went beyond and published their book. And I just really want to pay my respect to those, again, who authored a book because it's such an amazing journey that we all go through. It is an amazing journey to even publish a book.
It really is. It really is. It takes a lot of time and, you know, effort in it and a lot of thought. So, you know, when someone complete their book and they publish it, you know, just being there by their side and just encouraging them and just rooting them on, you know, motivating them, you know, because the journey is afterwards, you know, it's work, definitely work, and you know, publishing the book and writing it and then publishing it, but the journey begins to, you know, spread, you know, your success and, you know, what you've written and sharing what you've written to, you know, many, because, you know, you wrote that for a reason and it was done on purpose. So there's a purpose behind it and the purpose, you know, needs to be fulfilled, but it's not going to be fulfilled, you know, with a closed mouth. So certainly, you know, it's important that, you know, family, friends, you know, all get behind, you know, your loved ones if they've just published a book because, you know, it travels. The energy travels, you know, and it'll come back, you know, if you're so good and you do good to others, it'll come back to you. And, you know, when it's your turn, you'll get the same treatment or even better, you know, when you do right by someone. So it's very important. It's a good journey. They've, you know, grown. They've learned so much in the journey of publishing. So that's a good thing. It's good to support, you know, those who publish, you know, their great, great,
Absolutely.
Great books. So now we're going to introduce our next guest we have because he, too, has published a great writing piece, and we're excited to introduce Richard Katz. How are you today, sir?
I'm fine, sitting here in sunny California.
Oh, wow, in California. How is the weather there?
Well, I'm near San Francisco, and the weather is near perfect. It's mid-60s and sunny.
Wow.
Now, Kaneen, that's a place you can move to.
If you move here, you're not anywhere else.
How long you been in California? For a long time?
Long time. I was actually born in New York, and then I grew up in Miami. Went to school, University of Florida. But then I moved out here a long time ago, over 50 years ago. So I've been out here a long time.
Oh, gosh. So California is certainly your home.
Oh, sure.
50 years ago. Well, we're so glad to have you, Kaneen, and I are so glad to have you on
Absolutely.
Our show. You know, so welcome, welcome, welcome. We're excited about your new project or your latest project. Definitely share with us, you know, the title and share with us a little bit about the journey of writing it because it's certainly intriguing for us when we read a little bit about it. Like, wow, this is very intriguing. And even your background from attorney to author, we want to hear all about that.
Well, if I go back deeper, I actually was a CPA before I was a lawyer.
Oh, my God.
Really? Wow, that's very interesting.
I think I'm on my fifth occupation.
Oh, wow. Do you plan on stopping?
Wow.
Well,
you got to keep going?
Well, Actually, somebody once asked me to join an improv group, and I did for a short period of time, but I decided that I wasn't that good at it. So.
Well, how does that work? That's interesting. Impromptu.
Well, actually, it's related to my writing. So the name of the book is Goya's Ring and the Naked Maja Dancing. It's M-A-J-A. It's pronounced Maja. And Maja means kind of loose woman or a gypsy. It's hard to find a definition that's exact. It's kind of fuzzy, but that's what it means. And if you want to know how I got here?
Yeah, certainly.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, I was a trial lawyer for 40-plus years.
Uh-huh.
Was fairly successful at it. And decided I wanted to retire, but I didn't want to go, sit in a hammock and do nothing. So I decided I wanted to do something with my life. And I'd always written a little bit. I did some in high school, and actually it's a funny story, but years ago I went on a boat cruise, and they had an amateur night, where the guests would perform, and I wrote a skit for a group of us that were on the boat together. And it was really spoofed the various places we went to. And then we put on the skit. It was a 15-minute skit, and I just got rave reviews by the people on the board. I had people come up to me and say it was one of the funniest things they'd ever seen. And that stayed in the back of my mind, actually, for years. I always knew or felt like I could write, but, didn't really have any formal training in it other than as a lawyer. I've written all my life as a lawyer, so you'd learn how to put two sentences together.
Absolutely.
and that's actually a kind of funny related to my being a lawyer. So what happened was I thought about it for a while, and I thought, I really want to be a playwright. I wanted to have a play mm-hmm. produced on Broadway. That was my big dream.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
I looked around for courses in San Francisco to do playwriting, and I couldn't find one that was appropriate. There was one at San Francisco State, but the timing was bad. So I saw this screenwriting course being offered by the College of Academy of Art in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, screenwriting, playwriting, how different can they be, right?
Right, very.
Well, they're different, but I didn't know it at the
time.
Yes,
they are.
They're completely different.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I decided to sign up for the course. So I call up the school and I say I'd like to take this screenwriting course. And the woman on the other side of the phone said, well, you've got to sign up for the whole curriculum. And I said, what do you mean the whole curriculum? Well, you take stage directing and you take this and editing and blah, blah, blah. And I go, you got to be out of your mind. I'm a trial lawyer. I don't have time for that. I just want to take one course. I want to learn how to write a screenplay. Okay, well, then you're going to have to come down and see the dean. This is actually a very funny story.
Mm-hmm.
So I go down and see the dean, and the dean interviews me, and I tell him what I want. He says, no problem. I said, great. He says, I'm going to put you in screenwriting 2. I said, what happened to screenwriting 1?
Right.
He said, this is a funny story. Most of the kids here can't put two sentences together. You've been a lawyer all your life. You know how to write. You'll be bored in screenwriting 1. I'm going to put you in screenwriting 2. I said, okay. So a week later, or 2 weeks later, whatever it was, I start class. I'm in screenwriting 2, and the teacher's name is Judy Oxendale. Julie's taking role, and she comes to me, and she says, what are you doing in my class? And I said, well, the dean told me. He put me here. He said, but you never took screenwriting 1. I said, I know that, and the dean knows that, but he put me here. She says, well, this is very unusual, she says, but I'll tell you what. Why don't you stay in the class for about two or 3 weeks, and if you're not cutting it, I'll put you in my screenwriting 1 class. I said, fine, I never asked to be put here. He told me to be here. She says, no wonder he was fired. So he had been fired in the interim from the time in the class, right?
Oh, my goodness.
So
we're taking
a course, and we're about 3 weeks into the course, and I after class one day, I said, Julie, let's go to lunch. She says, well, I don't go to lunch with students. I said, I'm not a student. I'm a lawyer. Let's have lunch. So she says, okay. So we go to lunch, and we're talking about various things. And she says, after lunch, she says, you have to go see the head of the creative writing department.
Mm-hmm.
I go, oh, I know what's going to happen. They're going to put me in screenwriting 1. So I go meet the head of the screenwriting department, and he says, "We're kicking you out of the class." I said, "Well, I kind of expected that." He says, "You don't understand." I said, "What? I don't understand." He says, "You're too good for the class." He says, "We're going to set you up with private lessons with Julie."
Oh, wow.
And it's really funny. So I went from being in the wrong class to being in a class that wasn't good enough for me, according to them.
Right.
And so then I took private lessons from Julie at her office out in Laurel Heights here, which is in San Francisco. And about 3 weeks into that, I was in the middle of writing another screenplay that actually was recommended for production afterwards.
Oh.
And she said, "Would you mind writing a screenplay with me?" And that's pretty good. I mean, the teacher's asking you to write with her. And so we actually wrote together this book, Goya's Rig and the Naked Maha Dancing, which is really all my research and stuff, which I'll go into in a minute. We wrote a screenplay together called The Naked Maha Dancing. And I was able to get an agent, but I never could get it produced, mostly because one producer told me it was too expensive to produce. And if you read the book, anybody reads the book, it takes place on three continents. And there's ice diving. I mean, there's diving under ice. There's ice climbing. There's all kinds of very expensive, interesting, I think, and fun things. But from a movie production point of view, especially for a first-time writer, this is a very expensive movie to produce. So
okay.
I spent about, I don't know, I tried to push the screenplay for years at there's a number of screen writing and conferences and seminars and stuff, but they'd have agents there, and I try to produce it, so I try to push it for about 3, 4, 5 years, and I couldn't do it, and finally I decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write a book based on a screenplay, and maybe if I get the book published, I'll be able to sell a screenplay.
Wow.
So I started writing the book, and that's how this book came about. But the research we did for this book is beyond most research that most writers would do.
Right, and cause this is based on true events, right, this book?
Yeah, it's based on a series of true historical events, actually going back to the Inquisition, going back to the expulsion order of King Ferdinand in Spain in 1492,
Right.
I string together a number of historical events that seem disparate, but they're not. And in fact, the greatest review I got from a professional reviewer, she said, Katz has taken 500 pieces of a jigsaw puzzle and weaved them together expertly. Or something like that. I don't remember the exact quote. But I took all these events that happened historically and I tie them together. It's a modern story. I mean, the story takes place, in fairly recent past. But there are events that drive the story from back in the 1400s.
Wow. Long time.
That's so interesting.
Yes, it is. So how long did it take you to complete this book?
It took about a year and a half to write the screenplay and about another year and a half to 2 years to write the book. What happened was I've written actually two plays, two screenplays and two books. This is the first one that got published it's the first one that got published. You kind of learn, everybody knows, you know that, I've got the person who wrote that it takes 10,000 hours to become good at something.
I
think it's sort of true. You know, you got to write and then ultimately you find your voice and, there's kind of a rhythm to writing, as you guys know, but you don't get it right away. And I a lot of time, I took incalculable courses in writing while I was still working as a lawyer. I went to screenwriting courses, I went to novel writing courses, creative writing courses. I took seminars at the Maui Writers Conference for went 5 years in a row or 5 out of 6 years, something like that. And I met some of the world's greatest writers, actually, and we were in seminars with only 8 to 10, 12 people in it. So you really got a lot of hands-on work done and a lot of really important critique.
Right.
And over time, after I wrote the screenplay, doing all this, little by little, my writing got better and better and better, I think. And that's how I did it. But what I'd like to say, and this is true for me, I don't know how it is true for all writers, what I discovered is I did a boat pile of research on this. I mean, I can't even tell you how many hours I spent researching this. The research wrote the book because, and I found this out as a lawyer too when I did research. I liked doing research as a lawyer. It was kind of funny. Even though I was a trial lawyer, I liked doing my own research because you read cases and they give you ideas about how to present evidence in your own case. And when I wrote the book, a friend of mine put me on to Murano Jews, which I'd never heard of. And a lot of people haven't. Murano Jews, for your audience, they were called the crypto conversos or false converts. Murano means swine in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were discovered, they were named Murano Jews because they were false converts. So a cousin of mine put me onto them, and I started doing some in-depth research about the history of Murano Jews. And they were the Jews that after Ferdinand issued his expulsion order, where he said to them, either convert or leave, or be burned at the stake. They had three choices, two of which, weren't very good. So I started researching some of the stories of Murano Jews, and man, was that fascinating. It was really, really interesting. And in fact, there are still Murano Jews around today. The Murano Jews were people that converted but didn't tell anybody is essentially what it amounts to. And I'll tell you an interesting story that I ran across. It's not in my book. I thought about putting it in the book, but it didn't fit.
Hello.
So
yes.
There were this group of Jews that had left Spain, and they went to Holland. They went to, the Netherlands.
Uh-huh.
And they stayed secret Jews for hundreds of years. In the 1900s, they decided to finally come out because it was safe.
Mm-hmm.
And so just before the Holocaust, they came out and exposed themselves as really being Jewish rather than Catholic, and they got caught up in the Holocaust, okay?
Uh-huh. Yes.
I mean, it's a sad story, but that's actually what happened. This group who had stayed secretly Jews for, from the 1500 to 1900s, almost 300 years, 400
right.
years,
yes.
And then they exposed themselves, and many of them got sent to camps and were mm-hmm. and perished in the Holocaust. Now, it doesn't have to do with my book, but that's the kind of stuff that it's in my book. Some of that's in my book.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing we did, I did this. Julie and I went to Europe because we wanted to make the book as authentic as possible, even though it's a novel.
Right.
We want all the places we wrote about to be accurately described.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we had such an interesting trip. The main story that drove this book happened in Germany in a town called Karnsau. There's a castle, a Schloss in Karnsau called Karnsau Castle. And when I decided to write this book, I had been asked by a client of mine to help recover a lost or stolen Holocaust painting. And for those that don't know, these are the paintings that the Germans confiscated from Jews illegally, obviously, and that after the war, the survivors of these families tried to reclaim the artwork.
Uh-huh.
And when I started to think about writing seriously, there was an exhibit in New York that exhibited many of these paintings that had been stolen by the Nazis. And then a client of mine asked if I would help recover what she thought was a family painting that had been stolen by the Nazis. And I did some research on it, and I decided that my firm wasn't set up to handle the case because it required international law offices, really. I know this guy who was the lawyer for the woman in, for the movie Woman in Gold. I don't know how he learned how to do all that, but it's really hard. And really, from a lawyer legal point of view, I decided that we weren't set up for it, so I never really represented the person. I'm not sure she had a really good claim to knowing what I know now. But nevertheless, that was part of the thing that got me interested in the subject. And I actually ended up hiring an art historian to read my novel, read the screenplay, and make sure that I was describing everything historically accurate about
Richard,
the events that happened. And all
Richard?
That. Yes.
Hi. I just wanted to ask you another question. This is very fascinating,
yes,
this story. This is Kaneen, by the way. So, again, we want to welcome you on the show. And I want to make sure you give your information first, but I have a question as well about your play. So you want to go ahead and give your information so all the listeners, you know, can know where to find you, where to purchase your book?
Yes.
Okay. My name is Richard L. Katz. The L is important because there's a lot of Richard Katz authors. You can get me on Amazon or Barnes & Noble online. You can actually order the book in the stores, but they don't have them in the stores. There's a long story behind that. But you can get it online at Amazon. The book was published by Pegasus Books. It's called Goya's Ring and the Naked Maha Dancing. If you just put in Goya's Ring in Amazon, it'll pop up. Or Richard L. Katz, it'll pop up. My name will pop up. And my website is richardlkatz.com. But you actually can get there by putting in Goya's Ring or the Naked Maha Dancing. Either one of them will get you to my website.
Wow.
Can I just one thing? Let me just tell you what the story's about, which we haven't done yet. Got to take me one second. The story really is about a beautiful Spanish art historian who risks her life to recover a 200-year-old Goya masterpiece never before seen in public and stolen by the Nazis. And along the way, she learns facts about her own family history that changes her life. That's the story.
Wow. So I'm glad that you mentioned it. I know we're kind of out of time, but we want to thank you so much. And before we end, I wanted to find out, are you looking to actually produce the play yourself, or are you looking for someone to pick up the play?
Well, it's not a play. It's a screenplay. It's not a theater thing. And it's in the hands of a couple of producers now that I'm waiting to hear from, with whether they'll make the movie out of it. I don't know yet whether they'll do it or not.
Okay. Also, you're looking to make it, a movie. I just wanted to find out if it was like an actual production play or if you're actually looking for it to become a movie.
No, to become a movie, there's no way you can make a play out of this. There's ice climbing, there's diving under ice in a lake, and there's deep sea diving in Palau. I mean, it's just too many. It's an action adventure story, you know.
Right. That's what makes it more exciting. You have all the plot.
Yes.
That's what makes it more. You know, as Shalon and I, as writers and coaches and that, we like to visualize the unexpected and what people wouldn't expect. So. We like to definitely take it to another level and add creativity. So, I can see it as a play, but certainly your vision is to create a movie out of it. So
yes.
We want to commend you and for that, especially because you transitioned from a lawyer, a CPA, a lawyer, and now you're writing and your love and your dream was to, create this type of work. So I really thank you for that because so many listeners, they look to hear that. They want to hear things like that where their dream may be to do these things. They don't know how even inspired to do it. So because certainly your background and you still took the time out to create your dream and live in your dream, I really thank you for that and I commend you. And we want to thank you so much for being on the show. Certainly wish we had more time to speak with you, but we want to welcome you back as well. And also like us on Writers on Facebook, go to Writers Nation and just like us and we'll make sure we keep you updated and also support you in your book as well.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, ladies. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
All right, Richard.
Certainly
so you
back.
Have a fabulous day and enjoy the beautiful San Francisco, California. I'm looking forward to coming there very, very soon.
Thanks a lot, Richard. Well, all right, Kaneen, I think it's time to go to break now. So we will go to break.
Yes, it is.
And we will be right back.
All righty.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com. Wednesdays at 10:30 Central Time, tune in to Workshop Wednesdays with your host, Tony Gambone. Tony speaks with small business owners, entrepreneurs, authors, and experts who share their stories of success. The best way to find success is to listen to the successful and use their experiences to find your own success. That's what Workshop Wednesdays is all about. To learn more and listen to the show, visit workshop-wednesdays.com. Workshop Wednesdays, Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Central. Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome back, Writers Nation listeners. Say it again, Shalonda.
I said, we're so anxious, you and I.
I'm telling you. But you know, Shalonda, I was so fascinated by the last gentleman we had on, you know, the previous guest, because, you know, considering what his background, his experience, and also his age. He didn't let any of that stop him in writing his book. And you know what I love as well, Shalonda, because some lawyers, in my opinion, you know, they would write something on law or something on, you know, their experience. But you can tell that that was a burning desire in him to write, because he took it upon himself to write a nonfiction book. And that was amazing, because, you know, like I said, I thought, you know, some lawyers would really do like some type of instructional book or some type of law book, you know, but he took his creativity and also his experience from a case, and he put it into a book. So I thought that was so fascinating. And then, Shalonda, he didn't stop there, but he took classes.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Absolutely.
Yes, to definitely practice his gift. And for me as a ghostwriter, Shalonda, one thing I realized, and he's so right when he said you definitely have to get your 10,000 hours in, because you don't become a master unless you master it by you know, doing it repeatedly.
That's right.
And one thing I want to say as a ghostwriter, when I first began ghostwriting, writing is a natural gift for me. So it was like so natural for me to format it, to put it. Of course, I had a writing coach, which took my writing to another level, and I also took journalism, you know, courses in school. But my experience came from writing for others, and let me tell you, I had a lot of criticism along the way. But it was criticism that I needed to learn how to master, writing. And today still I receive some criticism around, you know, writing. But that's all a part of mastery. You know, you're going to receive criticism along the way. But if you use this criticism to, you know, use it wisely and take what you can. You don't have to receive everything from it, but take what you can and learn how to transform that into your experience. So
Absolutely. It
was amazing. What would you like to say concerning that?
I would definitely 100% agree with you on, you know, taking the criticism and using it, you know, to your benefit and to your advantage, because it helps.
Right.
It helps, you know, just like using it on the flip side. If it was, you know, hate, or if the criticism is hate, you know, use it. Listen to it, hear it. Okay, so I am good because I'm getting attention.
Right.
Or
yes.
I am necessary
yes.
because somebody's talking about me.
They're,
you know, taking out a moment to mention my name. So there's something special or important about me. So, you know, our guest, Richard L. Katz, he definitely offered some nuggets. I don't even know if he realized it, you know, to many listeners that are writers, inspired to be writers. When he said he, you know, had taken the class, he was thinking that playwright and screenwriter, of course, you and I know that from experience here lately, that is totally different, you know, even, you know, knowing beforehand and even now, more so now, that, you know, playwright and screenwriting is completely two different genres and totally different when you, you know, embark on those writing journeys. When you're writing a script and when you're writing a script for a play or for a movie or for a series, you know, it takes different efforts and it requires different skills. So definitely, you know, requires some, you know, take a couple of classes or, you know, the internet is available that provides, you know, information galore. So you can teach yourself. You know, if you can't afford the classes at this time, you can certainly teach yourself many things, as Kanine and I have done, and just, you know, do it in fear if you're afraid and don't understand and do not know how. Just take those classes, or, you know, get online and look up some samples or examples of how to do what you're trying to do when it comes to, you know, writing or whatever it is that you're trying to do. So, thank you, you know, so much, Richard Katz, for that information. And also, you know, the workshops work. That's why we're offering the workshops, because they're helpful if you just come. Take out the time. Invest in yourself. That's what you're doing. When we offer and others offer workshops, seminars, conferences, for, you know, whatever it is that you're interested in, you know, whatever industry or work or career that you're interested in, if it's writing, singing, whatever it is, take out the time to invest in yourself so that you can become better. All you're doing is honing your skills and becoming better at what you dream of doing. And, you know, it doesn't have to be writing. It can be singing, or it can be, you know, something else, cooking, whatever it is. They're always offering, you know, different educational events for everyone to be a part of so that they can, you know, become better at it, you know, whatever that it is. So it's important. It's exciting. It's fun. You know, whatever it is, when you're walking into your dream, into your destiny, that is an exciting opportunity in your life, a growing opportunity in your life. And so just go forth in it. If you're afraid, do it in fear, because you're going to come out on top at the end of the day. So that's a good thing, you know. And also, there was something else he mentioned when he got a professional reviewer to review his work. And, you know, it's good to get those reviews from professional, because they have all of that available for writers and authors. You get those professional reviews online. You can get someone to just, you know, someone you know, or you can get someone that you know of that does a lot of writing, or write, or an English professor or teacher or whatever, and just have them read, you know, some things. Because I would say, Kanine, that's how I realized my gift, you know, and it's been there all along. Like, I used to always get a lot of accolades and just pat on the backs and just, oh my God, compliments and about my writing when I was at work. Oh, you write such good. They were simply emails. Good emails. Oh my God, you do well and blah, blah, blah. And wow, you know, can you write my email? Or can you do this? And I'm like, okay, it's just an email. And that's how I looked at it, you know. Mm-hmm. But I guess it was just the way that it was structured and the things when we had to write bad emails. You know, nobody likes to write bad emails, because writing has a tone. Wouldn't you agree to that, Kanine?
Yes, it does.
There's a tone to writing. So it's, you know, it's when you're writing text or emails, people can take it all sorts of ways. And you can be simply innocent on the other end of that computer and just saying something very helpful, or, you know, a constructive criticism. I always get taken the wrong way.
Yeah.
Always in writing. So you definitely want to be careful, you know, when it comes to that in writing. Go ahead, Kanine.
You know, I just want to say this. Shalonda, I didn't realize the benefits of a writing coach. And, you know, you and I had the same writing coach. And through it, and let me tell you, from the writing coach, the ghostwriting business was actually birthed out of me. And because she saw something, you know, in me that, I mean, I knew I wanted to write, and I love writing as well, but she saw something in me that said, you know what, you know, I have someone that I would like, you know, you to write for. And then from there, it just created this whole list of clients that I began to write, you know, write for. But she saw something in me, and then she taught me
how to structure the book. And you know, Shalonda, that I'm very great with the structure.
Oh, yes, you are. Perfect.
Someone can give me a book that's like completely messed up, completely like out of whack, and I will transform your book, and you'll be like, is this my book? Like, you know, so,
like this?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So she saw a skill in me just from coaching me, something that I didn't realize was there. And even for you, Shalonda, you know, completing your book. So, and by the way, my book is called Finding Your Way, The Secret to Finding and Creating Your Purpose, as well as The Gifts of Encouragement, The Guide to Appreciating Your Life. You can go on Amazon and you can type in my name, Kanen Morgan, K-A-N as in Nancy, E-E-N Morgan, and you're able to purchase the books on Amazon. And Shalonda, you want to give your information as well?
Yes, mine's called Life Interrupted, Get the Hell Out of My Way, I've Got a Life to Live. And it's doing very well. I'm very excited about that book because, you know, it's helping a lot of individuals. And I will say this, that about this piece of writing of mine, you know, there's quite a few people that I know dearly and closely and that's going through, you know, some things, some interruptions in their lives. And so being able to just bless them has been such a tremendous, and I'm so serious when I say this, such a tremendous blessing in my life because, you know, some serious things that they've been struggling with. I know one in particular was actually dealing with a struggle, and they were kind of, you know, isolated, and, you know, they, you know, in that isolation, they actually read the entire book, you know. Like I say, it's a very easy read, but very powerful and effective, you know, if you allow it to be. And so this individual is very open to receive whatever it was that was helpful for her at her moment of crisis. And so she's no longer isolated, I will say that, and doing very well. So, you know, just hearing that, you know, my purpose, the purpose behind that writing is being fulfilled. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, if others, you know, like it, don't like it, care, don't care, whatever. But, you know, it's for individual, it's for somebody. And so when that somebody or somebodies are being, you know, touched, changed, uplifted, I'm happy because I know that, you know, hey, purpose has been fulfilled. And that's what matters, and that is what is important. And that's why we do what we do.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so also with the writing coach, and I just wanted to bring that to your attention to the listeners. And by the way, please, we would love to hear your comments, your feedback, your questions. You know, don't be scared. Come to the line and chat with us and get to know us. Let us get to know you, because that's how we can offer the best help, by you coming to, you know, to speak with us. So you can go to 347-989-1363 and press 1 to enter the queue to, you know, to ask a question or whatever it may be. Even if it sounds stupid, so what? You know, we all do stupid things, say stupid things, but it's not really stupid, you know. So, you know, just come in and just have a conversation with us, because that's how you're going to benefit. And also your share is also going to contribute to the life of another. So we definitely want to hear your feedback as well. So for the writing coach, I want to say everyone who's looking to write, author a book, it doesn't have to just be a book, but it could be songwriting, it could be playwriting, screenwriting, whatever it may be. You want that coach, because the coach is going to push you into your destiny. It's going to push you into your goal. It's going to see something that you don't see in yourself. The coach is going to see the blockages that get in your way. And I want to say, Shalonda, you know, you and I have so many blockages, and we discussed this the other day, and we said we just going to do it afraid.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes all these blockages, all these blockages come up, and sometimes if you don't have a coach or the accountability partner, you don't know how to get through these blockages. And the blockages could just be a conversation that you're having within, you know, to yourself and saying, you know what, I can't do it. It's too late. I don't have the time. I don't have the time is one of my excuses, by the way. I don't have. I'm acknowledging it now so I can do away with that conversation.
That's right.
So also, you know, those are blockages that we create, and the more we say it, the more it creates, you know, like a door up that prevents other things from coming in. So sometimes in a conversation, you may not, you know, recognize or even aware what you're saying or what you're doing, and all of a sudden it creates these blockages. So as a coach, we're able to see those things, see past it, and also help you create breakthroughs in your writing. So we want to encourage you to go to our Facebook and like us on the Writers Nation, and also Twitter, which is Writers_Nation. Go ahead and comment, like us, send us an email at writersnation3@gmail.com. And just share your comments. If you have any questions, you're looking for a coach or even a ghostwriter, we're here to assist you and support you in every way possible. And then, Shalonda, I know we have a lot of great things that's coming up, such as we have in our website. We're in the middle of construction with our website. And let me tell you, this is going to be phenomenal. You want to be a part of it. We're launching the Mastermind team. We're launching the right experiences, which is a workshop. This is going to be a workshop like no other. This is not just writing, but it's actually an experience that you're going to experience. You're going to come away feeling powerful, feeling motivated, and you want to come away with a team of support that's going to be able to assist you as well. And I know we have the latest, greatest project. We're not going to provide the details, the full details, but we have an app that's going to be created. So, Shalonda, what would you like to say?
Yay!
I know we have so many exciting things.
That's all we're saying about the app. But anyway.
That's it.
You're going to love it because we are a people of technology, of convenience, and believe me, you are going to love this app. All of you writers and authors and inspiring writers that's out there, and even you that don't even want to write, but just enjoy, you know, the latest and greatest technology. You're going to enjoy it. But one thing I want to say about the workshop, and Kaneen, you know, you're so right. This is going to be something that, you know, it's just going to be amazing and so different. And what is really going to we really want you to know, I think, Kaneen, we should put this as a tagline or somewhere within our workshop. You know, we are doing this in fear. So you're going to see what you can create if you just do it.
Yes. I love that. That's good.
So you're going to actually see, you know, what it is. And you know, there's a wise quote that states, you can conquer almost any fear if you will only make up your mind to do so. For remember,
Absolutely. Fear
doesn't exist anywhere except in your mind. So you're only afraid within yourself. We're afraid of failure. We're afraid of rejection. But, you know, you're going to get rejected here and there. You know, some of the greatest inventors, the greatest speakers, the greatest, you know, whatever, ball players or whatever you want to call them that are out there, you know, they were rejected once or twice.
Absolutely.
They have, you know, shared their stories with many. They continue to share their stories. One of the greatest talk show hosts, radio show hosts, motivational speaker now, you know, Steve Harvey, always share his testimony, always. He shares how he was at one point, how he lost everything, I think he said twice. You know, and if I'm wrong, I know it was more than once. And
wow.
He shared that, you know, with everybody. And look at him now. It's like he can do no wrong. Even when they tried to make it seem as though he did wrong, it came out, you know, great.
You know,
he came out on the other side. So always just go forth. Go forth, because that fear is just a little cloud that's hanging over. You know, clouds always move around. So it, too, shall move around. So do it, whatever it is that your dream or your desire is. Were you going to say something, Kaneen?
Yeah, I went to I'm pretty sure so many have heard of her, but her name is Mary Morrissey. I've been to one of her Dream Builders seminars, and let me tell you, it was so powerful, and she did a demonstration of some things that we're not even aware of. And she also told a story about her son, how he was afraid to, you know, because he just it was a lot of different things that was going on in her son's life, and they had a large family and all these different things. But long story short, you know, we have 1 minute. Long story short, you know, she said how he had this dream of building a large vacation home where they could have retreats. And she told him to put it on paper, write it, sketch it, do what you need to do, put it on paper. And when you do that, she said, now go to the lot and picture it. So she walked him through all these steps to build his dream. And that's what we have to do, and that's what this writer's workshop is going to be. It's going to be step by step. It's going to build your dream in writing. It's going to we're going to have a lot of different writing experiences, a lot of different writing games. So many different things. It's going to be fun. It's going to be something that's going to elevate, you know, your thoughts. Let me tell you, this is going to be an exciting event, and we also have speakers that's going to be coming in as well. So you definitely want to be a part of it. So, Shalonda, I know we are close to an end, so I want to thank all the Writers Nation listeners for joining us. Again, like us on Facebook, send us an email. And we'll be back with you next Tuesday. So join us at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11:30 Central Standard Time. Have an awesome day, Writers Nation listeners. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
You have been listening to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you'd like more information about this show, please visit writersnationradio.com. For more information about Tough Talk Radio Network, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.